Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, in the Scriptures to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 18, and I'm not going to read, the entire passage here, just the first verse. It says, "And he, Jesus, spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." Now, without reading the rest of what he said to them, what was the purpose of him telling them these following verses and accounts? It was so that men, and that's male and female, would what? Ought always to pray and not faint. Did the Lord instruct us to always pray and not faint? Put up the Young's literal translation, if you would, says it very similar. It said, "He spoke also a simile to them, that it behooveth us." How many think it behooves and it benefits? We ought to, and it does us good. When's the last time you used that word in a conversation? I think it behooves me. Or behooves you. It behooves us always to pray and not to faint. Right, these are the words of the head of the church, the master. We ought to, and it behooves us to, always pray and not faint. Look at the Amplified of this. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward. Not to turn yeller. As you might hear in the Westerns. Turn coward, faint, lose heart, give up. So here we see what it means when you do stop praying. It means you went coward. Wow. When's the last time you thought about that? I mean, that's... Or you could just say it like this, you gave up. You quit praying about it. Why'd you quit praying about it? You gave up. You quit. King James and others said fainted, which means you got weak, you breathed a sigh, you threw up your hands, and basically said, no need me praying about that anymore. Nothing's going to happen. Doesn't make any difference. You gave up. And the Lord said that's the opposite of continuing to pray. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. I want to establish a foundation. So give a few verses to establish this before we go further. Pray without ceasing, or we'd say without stopping. Pray without stopping. Young's literal says, continually pray ye. Now, obviously, you don't pray every breath you take. It's not one long, unceasing prayer 24/7. I mean, you're asleep part of the time. You're eating part of the time. You're getting dressed part of the time. You're at work part of the time. So what's he talking about? Prayer is a way of life. And we never get to the place where we say, we're done praying. We're not praying anymore. We pray without stopping. We pray as a matter of lifestyle. Say it out loud. Pray,
pray.
Without stopping. Without stopping what? Without stopping praying. prayer, Jesus said you ought always to pray and not give up. And here in 1 Thessalonians it says, pray without ceasing. Look in Ephesians 6:18. Here's three witnesses. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Here's number three. Ephesians 6:18 says what? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's a lot of all, right? All perseverance and supplication for all saints. Well, you couldn't get that done in one afternoon, praying, or in 5 minutes during a church service. And how, pray tell, could you pray for all saints? How in the world could you pray for all saints? Well, it would take faith, but also, thank God, there's supernatural ability in the Spirit-filled life to do this, which cannot be done naturally. So we got three verses that tell us to pray all the time. How many believe this is the Bible? This is right. Pray and keep on praying. Pray as a matter of lifestyle, a way of life. And don't just, you know, pray a lot for a little bit and then go for days and weeks and don't pray. And then get to where you don't, you know, you go for weeks and don't pray, go for months and don't pray. We're going to be missing out big time if we do that. We're supposed to pray every day. How many think that would be another way of saying pray without stopping praying? Yes. You pray every day. Yes. You pray every day. Say it out loud. Pray.
Pray.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Pray.
Pray.
Pray. So then you can check up. Did you pray today? Did you pray today? Well, why do we need to pray? Because there's, you know, people can take parts of a verse or a phrase and twist it. And like one individual, I know my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's in heaven now, he said a lady came to him and quoted Romans 8, where it talks about the Spirit helps our infirmities, our weaknesses, in that He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8. And she told Brother Hagin, she said, you know, since I found out that the Holy Spirit does my praying for me, I don't do much praying anymore. Is that what he meant? Is that what he said? Since I found out the Holy Spirit did my praying for me. Well, how many understand, you must not take a half of a verse you don't understand and ignore all these other scriptures that are telling you to pray. A correct understanding of the Word is going to agree with other parts of the Word. Amen. That's why the Scripture talks about rightly dividing the Word of truth. How do you rightly divide a Scripture with other Scriptures? That's how you do it. Three places we see already, and there are more. That took just a few minutes. Pray, men ought always to pray. Pray without ceasing, praying always with all prayer. Say it out loud, praying always. Pray without ceasing. Go with me, if you would, to the gospel account of Matthew. And actually, I tell you what we'll do. We'll do it like this. We'll start in Mark, then we'll work our way back to Matthew. Mark 1, 35. I want us to observe how Jesus did this, because there's never a better example than Him. Did Jesus pray?
Yes.
Did He?
Yes.
A little bit?
A lot.
Or a lot?
A lot.
Let's remind ourselves. Mark 1:35. In the morning, rising up a great while before day. That's a long time before daylight. He, Jesus, went out departed into a solitary place. Everybody say, no distractions.
No distractions.
And what did he do?
Pray.
He prayed. He got up early on this occasion, and perhaps this is something, I shouldn't say perhaps, I think you can conclude that this is was some practice of his, that he got up and went out before anybody bothered him. And he prayed to a solitary place where he was not being bothered. And he prayed. Did Jesus pray? Did he do something for no reason? I mean, so he must have known that he needed to pray. And if he needs to pray, we need to pray. Come on, say it out loud. If Jesus needs to pray,
if Jesus needs to pray,
if he needed to pray, we need to pray. The Bible talks about, Jesus said, the servant is not above his master, but everyone that is perfected or developed will be as the master. And you want, we want, you know, we all want to get results like Jesus got. But you won't be able to get the results Jesus got unless you do what he did. You got to be willing to do what he did if you want to see results like he had. And he's doing what he's doing as a man. He's not doing this as God. That's pretty obvious. He's not operating in omniscience, knowing everything, or he wouldn't have to seek God about things. Come on, can you see this? The Bible said that when he was baptized in the River Jordan, he came up out of the water praying, said he was praying when that was going on, that the Spirit came on him in a bodily shape and form as a dove, and he was anointed with the Spirit, and immediately you begin to see mighty works happen in his life. They didn't happen prior to that. If he's operating as God, the anointer doesn't need to be anointed. Y'all with me, friends?
Yes.
But since he did, like Philippians talks about, he emptied himself. He laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. Well, then he'd have to be anointed for these kind of things to happen. And so Jesus is giving us an example of how to live, how to function. He's doing this as a man. Somebody said out loud, I can pray like Jesus prayed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.